Well, this morning we are being joined by Brigham Hoyg, Cass County Wellness Program Coordinator with ISU Extension, talking about some upcoming programs. So we've got some QRP suicide prevention programs coming up here for folks to attend throughout Cass County. Brigham, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, if you would mind, just give folks a little overview of these programs, when they will be, and what you'll be covering here.
Yes. So QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, and these are suicide prevention programs coming to Cass County. And really, as you think of like CPR being a life-saving method, think of QPR as another life-saving method for folks. These programs, like I said, talk about suicide prevention, and they are going to be held in Atlantic, Oneida, and Griswold. So this is just really awesome. You know, often we can hold a program maybe in one location in Cass County, but there is a grant that makes this possible. We can hold it across the county, and we've got partners across the county that are helping us host and organize these events. So the Atlantic event is going to be held February 14th at the Cass County Community Center from noon to 1. Again, all of these are open to all adults, I would say. Okay. Then the very next day, we've got Oneida, and that's going to be at the Oneida Community Center. That will be from 6 to 7:30. And then the following Monday, February 21st, at the Griswold Public Library, that'll be 5:30 to 7.
All right, so yeah, opportunities there on a number of different days, and like you said, that's great that you're able to do this here throughout the county, make it easy for folks, so hopefully to be able to attend one of them. And of course, you know, everything's close enough that if it's just a time frame issue that's a problem for you, or a certain day, then maybe you can go hop on the car and go to another one in a neighboring community. So that's great that folks can be able to check these out. You mentioned the topic there, QPR. You want to dive a little bit further into what that is all about and what that'll be focused on?
Yes. So when I talk about question, persuade, refer, that's about the suicide prevention stuff here. And basically, you're going to be learning more about how to ask someone if they're considering suicide. It's a myth, by the way, that if you ask folks that it will put the idea in their mind. Hmm. That is not true. Persuade, how do you convince them to get the help they need, and refer them to quality help for them.
Well, and it's such a tough topic, I think, for folks to approach, you know, where it's always been kind of, you know, taboo in our minds and not something that obviously is pleasant to talk about, but we're learning the importance of why you do need to step in and kind of know what's going on with those around you. And here's an opportunity to do it in maybe a more comfortable group setting.
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. And, you know, we know folks who are impacted by suicide and, you know, so much of the time people wish they had known some of the way to say some things.
Yeah, it's hard to know, I guess, where to start and what tools you have. So here, this is maybe going to give you that chance to understand how to start and maybe make it a little bit more comfortable for you to approach the subject. Well, you mentioned you do have some different partners that are involved in helping each one of these take place, and I'm sure it's going to be maybe, I don't know, was it one or multiple people that are presenting some of this information? How's that going to work, Brigham?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the presenter is going to be Kimberly Cavalier through ISU Extension, who goes around and gives this presentation in Southwest Iowa. Okay. But the partners that are helping us make sure that we've got space and advertising and whatnot, starting in Atlantic, the Atlantic Public Library received a grant for mental health and really, you know, came to my door knocking, what can you do for mental health in this area? The Atlantic Public Library is partnering along with Cass County Extension, of course, with all locations, I should say. And then in Oneida, the Oneida Health and Wellness Center and Oneida Public Library are partnering. And in Griswold, the Griswold Public Library is partnering. And Chris, I want to tell you that when I reached out to these partners to ask, you know, would you be interested? Everyone said yes. I think that there is well awareness that we need to address mental health, not only in Cass County, but probably pretty much everywhere at this time. And people are, you know, ready to stand up and support and say, yes, let's make time, let's find space, let's do this.
Yeah, that's great that we're getting that kind of support. And these are also great locations that are going to be able to, you know, hold a strong number of people as well to be able to execute the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you mentioned a little bit about the presenter there. I guess you want to maybe touch a little bit more on her work, and obviously this is something that she's very familiar with.
Yeah, so Kimberly will also administer actually a really excellent class called Mental Health First Aid, and that is another one that you can find more information from calling ISU Extension or visiting our website. But that is like an eight-hour class that really is very comprehensive, and there's one that's in general, and there's one that's specifically focused on mental health first aid for youth. We did offer it recently. It was in December in Cass County, but there are different locations opportunities to take that. And it is a really quality class, but it's longer. You know, it's a longer length of time. And this QPR is an hour to an hour and a half. And we really try to make sure that we offer a variety of different opportunities for people to learn about mental health and helping themselves and others across Cass County. So Kimberly's programs are very head-on, right? We're talking about suicide prevention. We're talking about really heavy stuff. Mm-hmm. But we have other programs that are available. One of them that I facilitate is called Make It Okay, and this is talking about the stigma of mental illness. And that's much more about, you know, when we talk about mental health, what do we think about it, what words we want to use, kind of a thing. And I just think it's really important to note that we have a range of options to meet people where they're at.
Yeah, obviously there's all kinds of levels or degrees of what, you know, mental health means to someone, and everyone's experience is probably different as well. So I think that's probably also what's great about being able to hold some of these sessions like this is it's going to help folks maybe understand where others are coming from too.
Yes, definitely yes.
Well, I know that you want folks to give you a heads up. Registration is appreciated here for these events. So if they want to give you a heads up that they are going to be able to attend, how do they do that?
Yeah, and I would say it's appreciated. It's not required. Mm-hmm. I guess I would note one thing. We're able to hold these sessions for free as long as we get 15 people in every location. So I very much appreciate people coming. Mm-hmm. They can call the extension office, and that is 712-243-1132 there in Cass County. People can also visit our extension page, extension.iastate.edu/Cass, and you'll see some information. I guess while we're on that note about registration, on our website there, we have information about additional virtual sessions offered available across the state, you know, just in case none of these times and dates, or you have other limiting factors that make you want to be at home for them.
Yeah, certainly. That's great that there's all those opportunities out there. You know, within the last couple of years, obviously, things have been a lot different for folks, and maybe that's mm-hmm. brought this more to the forefront of our minds, and you've started to, I guess, hear the discussion at least more about mental health. I'm sure that your office has kind of seen that progress as well. Have you had a lot more folks reaching out about these types of resources?
Yes. No, absolutely. So last year, 2021, we did the Cass County Community Health Needs Assessment in partnership with public health, and mental health was identified as the top need by not only folks who serve people with health and wellness, but also the general public. So yeah, there was a resounding yes, this needs to be done. And then when we came out and shared that information, it just, the response was, yeah, that makes sense. And I think that, you know, the bad news is that people are saying this is a really big need, maybe saying, you know, needs are not being met. The good news is people are ready to say, we need to talk about this. We need to do something about this. I'm ready to move forward. And we see organizations across the county stepping up and saying, hey, what can we do? What resources do we have? And individuals as well. And I will note, talking about experiences can make it a lot less lonely. Almost every family has like a story about somebody who has suffered suicide or mental health issues or whatnot. And just saying, hey, you're not alone. You know, I've been there, or I've got a friend who's been there or something. I'm heartened to see people saying that and responding with kindness.
Yeah, great to have that support system for sure. And this is one of those ways to do that here with these programs here, this QPR suicide prevention programs. Again, Brigham, if you would remind folks dates and times.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. This QPR suicide prevention is 100% one of those times to show up, meet community, be together. Atlantic is February 14th. That's a Monday, noon to 1 at the Cass County Community Center. Anita is the very next day, Tuesday, February 15th, from 6 to 7:30 at the Anita Community Center. And the Griswold one is going to be Monday, February 21st, from 5:30 to 7 at the Griswold Public Library. Reminder that all of them are free. Adults are welcome.
All right. We hope folks come out and attend and help support each other. Brigham, we appreciate you taking some time to talk about the programs.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chris.